I think we're holding the Perek Dalet. We are holding Perek Dalet. And he's speaking about the levushim that are on a person that he gets from mitzvahs and so on. He spoke about midas, year and av and so on. Vihine, shleisha levushim elu me'atoru mitzvah seho. When a person learns or a person does mitzvahs, it's me'atar him, it creates a levush around him. So he says, afshnekram levushim le'nefdruch neshama. Even we call him a levush, and levush tends to be inferior. Im kol ze gavha gvoya v'godla malasim le'in keitz v'sayif amalas nefesh ruach neshama atzman. They're much bigger than the nefesh ruach neshama. It's because of bezeya the oraisa v'tribricha kula chad. Pirish. The oraisa hi chachmasa v'tzaynay shakarish baruchu. V'akarish baruchu b'chvoydei v'atzmoy kula chad. Ki hua yodea v'u amada v'chul kushkuzel shem rambam. The nefesh should be good for Adam. Tuchal asigon b'daiton kaimon kol ma'ashev shakayim mehen b'maisim achshava. But he said this labish kol esam k'nesev shushpeila. Okay, so he says over here. It says to run on sentences. No other way. I couldn't. There's no way to stop the middle. It's basically what he's saying is that these levushim are really Akadosh Baruch Hu's levushim. In other words, they are of divine nature, and when a person puts them on, he becomes part of something much bigger than himself. So these levushim on the neshama, even though normally for us a levush is something that takes down it's not the person, it's less than the person. These levushim are more. Let's give an example. Let's give a small example so you get some sense of it. A person has levushim malchus. So a person puts on levushim that relate to something bigger than himself. A kohen puts on levushim. The levushim are not there to enhance the kohen. That Mr. Cohen looks much snazzier when he's wearing Pide Kahuna. He becomes a chilek of the world of Kahuna. A person who's not in uniform is a person. A person who's in uniform is a soldier, and he's a policeman. So there's a type of levush that makes you become part of something else. That's the first insight. So he says, everything that a person contains, when it's mislabish in Torah and mitzvahs, it becomes something bigger than himself. Let's use a marshal from the Pesukim. In the Pasuk, getting married is called to be Peiris Talis or Knafayim on the woman. In other words, by taking her under your wings, quote unquote, she becomes part of something much bigger than himself. For us, the Tefech ala Masecha is something which, that's where we get, that's the Bais Fadim, they have the Talis, we have the Chuppah, and the Badekins, whatever it is, all of these in Yanim are Yanim where you're machlil someone else within the Peget. So the first insight is what a person learns does Torah mitzvahs. What he's doing is he's becoming enveloped in begodim and kaviyachon levushim that are levushim yisparach. That's point one. Point two, and this is an akuda that that's very central to a lot of things that he says and so on, is as follows. Let's imagine I have somebody who's a much bigger chacham than me. Whatever he tells me is way beyond my head, and I very little shaykh is to it. like somebody once said, you know, he learns from a sechta, and the only real solid idea he has is that there's a printing press in whatchamacallit, in Vilna. That's about the only thing that he knows from it. That's the only idea. So a person talks to me and it's way over my head. Okay, so I'm no shyness to it. Divrei Torah is supposed to be HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma is beyond us. And this he brings all the psukim where it's Ein Chekel T'vanasai, Chekel Timtza, Lo Yimach Shoyesem Ashtu Vaseichem. So what does it mean we start HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chochma? There's a Mimonish up there. If we understand that it's not his Chochma, and if it's his Chochma, you don't understand it. Well, by definition, somebody who's a rank, somebody's a boor, and he says, I took a PhD level course, and I sat and it was a breeze. So the only thing I can tell him is, either it wasn't a PhD course, or you're clueless about what you understood. It's not shy. So what does it mean? What are we understanding? So he uses here a pasuk. Kol makom sh'ata meitzik dosa eshkosh atzaram sinusa is as follows. When you take something very deep and complicated and you try to simplify it, you a lot of times leave out all sorts of things. And that is, so you get some idea, but it's not great. And there's a certain hisrachus humidus amis that's also not good. So it's not an ideal situation. But sometimes I have an ability to say something in a way that it's makiv everything, and the chitzonis of the words are shayach to a simple person. So let's say I'm this fantastic scientist, and I give a lecture that's open for simple people. So the language and the hekif is at a simple level, but anytime a person will think into whatever I said, he'll be able to find it all. I was able to put all of it into Dvarim that seem to be Pashit. The bigger the person will be in terms of his Havon and Tfisa of the originating topic, and the bigger Chacham and Uman he is to package it, he'll be able to package a lot in a few words. Great documents, great books, Abdul Fabdos, means that you can read it in a very simple way, and it's a story. And if you start thinking into it and you get into the Pratim, you can take out a lot more from it. And depending on the erech of the person, that's the erech of it. Means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was able, if you take the story of Avraham Avinu and stone, you can learn it the way you learn it Kipshuto, and it's emes, it happened. You can understand the Pshuto Slamikra, and it's emes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you about a tzara that's coming, you're supposed to mispowel and look for any type that's in it, that's emes to it. You can go into it ad ein seif, and you'll always be getting out the emes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ein seif emes. I have a simple raya for that, or a simple parallel to that. The world that we see around us on a physical level, people understood it in a simple way. Things fall down. They always understood that. People understood it's very hard to jump up. People understood it on a very simple level, and that was fine. They knew. They understood gravity. Gravity understood from the day there was somebody that tried to jump, and it was hard. They understood it the way earlier scientists understood it. They understood it much more deeply later, Doris, and still much more deeply. And it's all locked into the same phenomena. And each one, as long as there's grant money available, they'll probably keep discovering more and more stuff. It's just a question of when the money runs out. But other than that, and the same thing with we knew about what an animal is like thousands of years ago. We knew it has a heart, we know it has lungs, we know it has kishkas, we know everything about it in a simple way. It's quite, you could see half-eaten food on top, and then you could see digested food further down, and you could see what's further down, and And that was a good picture. It was considered a chachma. And then you understood more and more and more. And it seemed to be really an insight of chachma locked into the same phenomenon. So here you see a physical item that you can understand. It's packaged in a way we can understand things. And we can keep looking into it and thinking into it. And we'll come up with things that are more and more chachma. It's like a microscope. If you zoom in, you keep seeing more and more. So these are different Torah. That's why we have to do this, go along. We have the ability to see more and more things, and it's not a stira. That's why the kepeda is the most people ask about. Well, if Reb Chaim is right, where was Reb Chaim before? Like where? The answer is, Reb Chaim lies within. The Rambam didn't use Reb Chaim's words, and the Rambam didn't know Reb Chaim's words, and it was something, but that was laying in his words. It's Havana and it's Fisa. And once I give it to Kalim, it's just like when they came up with calculus. If not the Pshat, the numbers started acting in a calculus way when they invented calculus. It was there. It wasn't noticeable. But once you have it, the things you're saying about the numbers are not different than the Metzia. It's not different than before. It's just you have a tool and a way of looking at it that gives you a lot the ability to get a lot more information out of it. So that's the physical world. Lahav the Alpha of Abdullahs in the Torah world, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu put that's music spark into it. So that means both are true. In the Indian of Kol Makom Shet of Meitzik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shema to Meitzik to Nesanusoi means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in Seif is locked into a box of Seif. It's like one of those cars where an quote-unquote infinite amount of clowns seem to be able to come out of the car in the circus. It's also an understanding of why if we dash in Torah, in a meaningful way. I'm not talking about gematrias of Torah or Sevapro or something, but I'm talking about in some meaningful way, what you get out of it, it has amitius to it, and it seems to be as if there's not an end to it. Could the pasuk mean this and this and this? Yes, that's the meaning. If you take a look at the pasuk simply, it doesn't mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu thinks that he's not much. That's the silliest thing you could say. It's Shem Malach Geiz Lavish, and what do you mean things? That whole thing's silly. And also, it's like the pasuk says. It says Mate Ge Mishpat Yosef Almana. It means Mishpat Ge Yosef Almana. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, despite the fact that he's Molech Hala Olam, he still suit to the Dal and to the Yosef Almana. The word anvenasnuse means he stels zu and is able to package it in the smallest and the feeblest of packages. So in a simple sipar dvarim, in brachos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu packages olam hamloya. So when a person sits and learns, he's mislamish with that levush. This is the point that he's saying. And he becomes part of it. So his seichel does understand something. And that something they understand is a Kaddish Baruch Hu did. And so it's like sometimes you have a child that's immature, you have a child who's, he has a certain chachma maturity. It's not the pshat that he can talk like an adult, he can understand all the details like an adult, but he's taifesit kefi gecholtai in an adult way. Since I was a child, he has it with. That's the most we can hope for. Our kelim are limited. We understand like that. V'lochein nimsha ter l'mayim ma mayim yodim memakim gavoy l'makim namuch kach ter yodim makim kveida shiratzayin echamaz yisbarach v'raisuk v'chabichu kulochad asachshav tefisa beklal. So it says that Torah goes. Chazal use it. It's used in Chazal that it goes to a person who's a novice stick as opposed to a person of Balgaiva. He says another Taich, the most of Torah is something that went from somewhere very high up down to something low. It's So he says like this. So Torah goes to something very high up and comes in. There's a Shulah HaKadosh. And the Shulah HaKadosh, it considers the issue, could it be that Torah's Nister and Nigla say to each other? Could it be seriously Nigla and Nister? And the truth is, there are, and halacha, there are some apparent things that seem to be stira. The Shalach Kodesh says a very long shak dara. He says it's an impossibility because nikla means the perception of the nister. In other words, nikla and nister are not two separate teiras that somehow are linked together. The same Torah is what I see of it and what it is. So it needs to be one and the same. There was a fellow, one of my cousins in Israel. He's a real chavimah. They suspected that one of his sons had a heart condition. I mean, I'm talking about an 8-year-old, 10-year-old, something like that, something wrong with his heart. And the doctor said, they looked at X-ray and they said, it doesn't look good. And it's not those days. I mean, they didn't have all that many tools. So he went to somebody who was the top doctor. And he took a look at X-ray, took a look at the kid. And he said, this X-ray is larger than the kid. He said, it can't be. He said, it doesn't make sense. And I don't remember if there was some problem with the machine that tilted at an angle. The problem was, but he said, he took a look at the X-ray and took a look at you can't get the heart, the X-ray, you get the around it. He said, he took out a tape measure. He said, take a look. He said, this is how big the kid's heart, this is how big it's here. He said, something's wrong. It can't be because nigla is, let's give an example. A muscle to help us get the sense of what we're talking about. We take a phenomenon. What? But the shirish mitzvah is so just like a formula. Let's think about it using that example. A formula has many, many representations in mitzvahs, or potentially has many representations. If I say, x equals 1.5 y. It could mean my salary is always 1/2 times your salary. It could mean the rate at which this happens 1/2 times that. It could mean a lot of things. But the other way around, for only one thing. When you have a physical phenomena, it's rate, whatever you're measuring is one formula. So the sheirish itself can have many anafim. Every anaf has only one sheirish. And that's why, so the theory that we have is Kol Kuloi HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything he had to produce it, and if you'll work your way back from Torah, you can be Oymed on the Shoshim, the Shosha Shoshim, and Shosha Shoshim outside. That's the what we can do. So he says, Torah went down into a very physical format. And until it went down to the Esav Avos Farshim Torah, so today, today called Machshava Tefisa Behem, in order that every Machshava should be able to be Tefis, and that's why it's important to have that type going down. So, one of the extraordinary godlessen of Rashi and the Rambam, who are the two Gdolei Rishonim that we're Mesiachis to, is there is almost a Ramban, the Marshal. Ramban is a very, very, very big. But a Ramban can't be learned by someone who's a Pashtiyit. Certainly not on Gemara. Ramban is a very hard Rishon. It's not a Rishon that's easy to understand at all. And on Chumash also, it's a Rishon that requires a very high dagger of knowing. There's certainly parts that are quasi kabbalistic, and even other things. It's a pilful. The Torah is a complicated, not easy sefer. The Rashi can be read by a Pashtiyit also, and it's meaningful and it helps him. It teaches the words. It's not only that he's explaining simple words. It's rhythm and it's flow. So when you're looking for the first time on a Gemara that you have no clue what it's about and there's no article around. So you can't go to the Mar Asher of Pirush HaMelas. And you go to Rashi, Rashi explains. Rashi helps you learn the thing on a very partial level. And then you go back to Rashi, and you see he's taka giving up shot. And then you go further, Rashi says more answers. So you see the Rambam. The Rambam is a sefer that's written very, very... You can take a Rambam on anything you don't think about and learn through it. You have the only reason why it's difficult sometimes is because the Rambam's approach might be arguing other people. I was thought told a lot of times that I was once sitting in the Beis Yisrael, Shtiblach in Beis Yisrael, and it was like around this time of the year, a little bit later, it was after Purim, I was sitting with Chavrusa learning, and in walks a Taimani guy. And like I was learning with him, but like you feel like he takes out a Rambam, which I realized later was Hilchos Chametz Matza, and he starts learning it with Kail. And as he's learning it, I begin to get the sense that he's treating it like a Kitzah Shacharo. He's learning Hilchos Pesach before Pesach, and he's learning Rambam Chametz Matza. And for a minute, I want to turn around and tell him, you have the wrong sefer, that's not where you learn Rambam, this and that. I said, listen, the Rambam had this in mind also. The Rambam wanted to bring the halacha down to a level, if he picks it up in Lazikim Shutai, he understands it. Let me add another connection to the godless of a sefer like that. A lot of times, when we read something, it forms a certain impression. And a person will later on act on that impression. A person will later on think he saw something. That's how our mind works. We sort of remember things because what's written leaves a certain impression in your mind. The Rambam is written in a way where the impression it leaves is meant to lead you to the Mahalach that he wants. It's an extraordinary sefer that way. It's a pachina of this, the Rashi and the Rambam and two Sfarim, that Kol Makom Shatei Moiseg Gdolos, it's representative of that. A sefer that is appropriately simple. It's appropriately simple for somebody who's very passionate. And it comes from the Rambam learning up Kol Torah, and comes from Rashi learning the whole sugya and putting in every nuance in a way that is appropriate for a young person. It's incredible. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put everything into these Zasar Havas. For Kidei Shekol Machshava Tfisa, Vafilu Pchinas Dibu Maisa Shel Madrigas Machshava Tfisa, Ve'ez Nebeshes Behem. So every single, and now it's not only, and this is one more point, it's not only the learning of it, it's the doing the mitzvahs. When a person sits in a sukkah, it leaves a reishim of bitachin and amun and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yes, there's the magedo, he's supposed to have it in mind. But the mitzvah leaves that reishim from just the physical act of doing it. A person puts on tefillin, he's gracious of bar olam, and just by the very fact that he put it on. That's called the levush of kedusha that these inyanim are malbish a person with. They cloak him in the kedusha supposed to give, even though lemaisa he did it at the most physical level possible. I think I'm just seeing there's another line. Let's just see another line to here. Umeyacha shatayim mitzvah malbishim kol esav pchinas hanefesh chol tayi gevurah miroish hadraglo. So being a tayim mitzvahs on malbish entire person. This is not coming up. Tayim is malbish entire person one shot. Mitzvahs each one separately. Hare kulo tzura b'sara chayim es Hashem mamish. We're all tied up toward the Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The oir Hashem mamish makifo malbishim miroish hadraglo. It is the oir Hashem that envelops the person from top to bottom. When shekasu tzuri echesavoy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my tzur echeseboy. I'm going to find massive. It means I will find person. Oksiv katsina ratzin tatren. HaKadosh Baruch Hu envelops you with ratzin, like a shield. Shehu ritzoynei v'chachmasa yisvar shmoy hamulubashim b'teira v'tzisel. So the ratzin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, oksiv katsina ratzin tatren. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes us around with his ratzin. Because that's what we're engaged. That's what we're engrossed in. So when a person is Isaac in Torah and Mitzvahs, he is katsina ratzon tatrena. You're taken around like a shield. You're taken around with his ratzon. Okay, we'll hold it here by this time.